Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ron, I can't tell you how excited I am right now. I love playoff football. I think wild card weekend might be the best weekend of the sports year. More so now than ever. It's super wild card weekend. I think that. I do. There's no debate. This is the single greatest sports weekend on the calendar.
I would beg to disagree. It's not even the single greatest weekend of the NFL season.
What is?
Give me AFC-NFC Championship Sunday every time.
It's one game. A lot of the games
stink.
It's
two games.
It's two games.
Okay. But the
you don't even get the whole weekend. You get one day.
The winner goes on to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'll take three. I'll take three a day plus one on Monday. And there's going to be upsets. Will this be one? That's the question. First, how are you?
I'm finally glad you got around to asking me. I'm doing okay.
Good.
Walked again for the third day in a row. Feel great about that. I'm hanging in there. Got a, like you said, big week. And I'm going to Kansas City. Somewhat reluctantly, this snowstorm they're talking about. I can see me being stuck in Kansas City on Monday. That's my number one fear at the moment. But people don't care about my problems. They're just glad I have them. That's what Tomlin always says.
They're just glad you have them.
They don't care about our problems. They're glad we have them. So,
well,
how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Yes, I'm excited today. I really am. For an old cynical news hound, this is good stuff, and I'm looking forward to this game. I had a vision on the game, Ron. I'll tell you what that vision is. Sometimes they come to me, and this one came to me. I don't know that people are going to love it, but I'm going to reveal that.
Didn't you say yesterday Ben throwing a pick six going the other way? I thought you
that
said.
Was, well, that
or was...
Or
was that yesterday's revelation?
That was the minor vision. Yes, I could picture that. I'll tell you in a minute. But First, this Dulac tweet. I mean, the story here
first
is
first of
Juju.
All, let me interrupt. What calendar month is that now you're using?
The back of this is July 2021. I love these giant calendars because I can fit the whole show on the back of one.
Oh, my God.
See that?
You are so creative. It's unbelievable.
Well, my dad did this. He was a college professor, and he would have little napkins and notepads, and anything he could write on would be laying around the house.
What's the matter with a yellow legal pad?
It's too formal, Ron.
Too formal.
Yeah.
I love that. And you have a system where you can find everything you want at any time.
Not necessarily, but I'm going to try. Michael Irvin, the playmaker, is going to join us later. Ray Fittipaldo. But this Dulac tweet and the Juju situation is topic number one. And here's the tweet. Juju healthy enough. Steelers hoping he can play, but they are not planning on it right now. When we left the air yesterday, Ron, this is a lot more. Whatever we read into this, it's a lot more than what I expected. Do you think Juju's going to play? What do you read into this tweet?
Well, I don't. I don't think it's fair to him, and I worry about his health playing him. You know, one day, 2 days of practice, is that enough to get him ready for an NFL game? Now, I suppose he could go out and play three, four, five plays, you know, help out. And I don't look for him to play the whole game or get 10 targets or 10 catches.
Rod Woodson in the Super Bowl against the Cowboys, that type of thing?
Maybe, yeah, maybe. And he missed the whole year and then came back with a knee injury. But yeah, I mean, Tomlin yesterday was very cryptic about it too. Just said, I'm no expectations for him. Wouldn't rule him out though, at all. Wouldn't rule him out. I just don't know how a guy can miss three quarters of the season, practice 2 days, and be ready for an NFL playoff game. That's hard. That's a little hard for me to imagine, but strange things have happened.
They sure have. I mean, I'll tell you this much. Juju is wild enough to want to do it, to push for it. And I mean wild in a good way. How many other guys have knocked out Vontaze Burfict and stood over him staring at him, right? I mean, Juju is whatever else you want to say about him. And I actually like him. I do. And I love the way he plays. Whatever else you want to say, he puts his body on the line. I think back to this year.
Was that good coming off a major shoulder surgery?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
He might care.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't.
He's playing for a contract next year. What if he gets hurt again?
What do you care?
I don't. I care for him. I don't want to see anybody get hurt.
If he wants to play, let him play. What do you care?
And the point you brought up is, you know, he's such a physical player. He's not going to back down. I just, you know, hey, if the doctors clear him, then I'll go for it.
He would appear to be medically cleared from everything I'm seeing.
I guess.
Right?
You know, let the honey badger take a big hit on him or, you know, maybe Melvin Ingram.
If he's medically cleared, he's medically cleared. But I do hear what you're saying, that it could be risky with this little time. But are you telling me he'd be ready with 4 days practice from next week for a divisional game?
I think he would have a little better time to be ready for next week than this week, yes.
I don't know how much difference 2 days, only maybe none of them padded, would make a difference in a guy's readiness for me. I don't know. I'm just saying,
from the
time we left the air yesterday, this seems and sounds a lot more realistic. I saw Brooke Pryor, ESPN, tweeting out, I think Ben with the Steelers Radio Network said today that Juju looked, quote, awesome, and he would help us even if it were for just a few plays. And I agree with that. Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. One third down catch might be enough to help them.
A block, a little jet sweep. They've been known to do those.
I don't know. That's the one he got hurt on.
Well,
he got hurt on that.
You can't not do it.
He got hurt on that jet sweep.
That's fine. 2, 3, 5, 10 plays. I'm signing up for that. I think he's going to play. This whole story just seems that quote.
It's
a mixture of a quote and a tweet.
And a tweet.
It's a tweet.
That tweet.
And a. What would the other one be? A twote? That just sounds like he's playing to me. It sounds like the door is wide open. The Steelers are, quote, hoping he can play. Or is it gamesmanship?
That's part of it too, maybe. Just give them one more little inkling thing to worry about, although I don't know they're going to change their game plan much because of Juju would play. Because I don't think they really think he can play many plays at all if he plays.
Right.
So, but maybe a little gamesmanship. I just hope Juju, for his sake, thinks this clearly through, because he's got a lot at stake here. You know, he goes in and he messes up that shoulder again and have more surgery. What's that going to do for his contract?
Yeah. I mean, if he wants to play and he's medically cleared, then, like I said, this Sunday compared to next Sunday would be a giant difference in the risk taken. It's hard for me to believe that.
I'm a little easier to believe that than you are. I think it would definitely help him for next week.
I mean, it's been months. What would an extra 2 days of practice matter, really? You're talking more timing than the injury itself?
Why do you hear all these coaches talk about it? Practice is important. If you don't practice, you don't play. He hasn't practiced since October.
Right.
Other than two practices.
So are you talking sharpness or injury risk? Because if you're medically cleared, you're medically cleared.
But I still think, you know, sometimes they say wait an extra week just to be cautious.
Yeah.
I would think that would make him a little more healthy, plus the timing and everything else a little better.
If they clear him and he wants to play okay to play, then I don't think there's anything negligent happening here for me. I say play him because I think he can help. I think he can help you on a running play or two. Again, knowing this guy, he's crazy enough in a complimentary way, I mean that, to go in there and just play, you know, like we've seen other guys. We talked about two guys the other day. Geno, his first game was just normal Geno. He wasn't shying away from anything. Klay Thompson went back after 2 years out. Achilles and an ACL in his first game. It almost like he made it a point to just go nuts, you know, trying to dunk on people. Juju is that type of guy. So here's my favorite question, Ron. Percent chance he plays?
I'd say 5 to 10.
I'm going to say 51.
A little more like you're thinking he's going to play.
Yeah. Steelers, if the Steelers are, quote, hoping he can play, then it sounds like it's up to Juju. And if it's up to Juju, he's playing, I think. I think he's just built that way. All right. And we both agree he could make a positive difference in the game.
I would think so, sure.
A third down catch.
Right.
Well, that would be the one that comes to mind first. Not only a third down catch, but one where there are four guys draped on him and he gets the extra yard.
That's why Ben has called him the best third down receiver in the game.
He gets the extra yard that Ray can't get.
Except on Sunday.
Well, he didn't need an extra yard. He already had the first down. He needed to catch the ball. I'm talking about catching it short of the sticks.
I thought he had to get eight. He got 10. I thought he backpedaled for about four or five of those. I thought he
did.
Got
he break
that.
Through tackles to get the first down? Nobody was around him.
I thought he did. Maybe not.
Okay.
Maybe not.
I don't know. But so you're saying on a third
point.
Down play, would you rather have Juju breaking tackles or Ray?
Well, Ray, if Juju isn't healthy enough to do it.
All right. I'd rather have Juju at 50% trying to break tackles than Ray McLeod, who caught 2 third-and-3 catches on 3rd-and-4 in Kansas City and was immediately put to rest on both, ending two different drives.
Put to rest.
You're stubborn today, Ron, so it's going to be a good day.
I'm not stubborn.
We're
going to
go back and forth here.
Than you
We're
going to
go back and forth.
Not
I like
any
it.
More stubborn than
I
you.
I like it. I've had a vision on the game. I'm going to tell
when
you what
are you
that
share
is
that?
Next. Next. You're probably going to wait till 1:45, right, to
of
share
course.
Your vision of the
of
game?
Of course.
How about the news out of Kansas City? Tyreek Hill going from full to limited.
I don't know what to make of that. I don't know what. That's not good news. It can't be. And didn't. Edwards-Helaire go from limited to not practicing yesterday.
And Darrell Williams is limited as well. Their other running
today
back.
Today is the key day. I mean, we'll see who practices today. You know, I guess Tomlin said yesterday, Najee, you know, it sounds like he's going to play, but it said today will be a big day for him. They're expecting him to practice today, and they're going to see how he does.
Yeah, today's the key, but Edwards-Helaire would really surprise me. I mean, he hasn't played since Loudermilk put him down shoulder first on that play.
I can
it just,
still
it
see him
bad.
Walking off the field. Remember walking up the tunnel? With like, yeah. It looked like he was a one-armed man.
It looked bad. They may have to go to running back number 3, which I think is Derek Gore, who, of course, had a good game against the Steelers, as did somebody named Byron Pringle had a good game against them. Ron, I have so many treats here, I've lost track of them. Any concern about Trey Turner? Not practicing yesterday with a knee injury. That one jumped out a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, who would be the backup guard? Could the General Haig be in the mix?
General Haig can do anything,
he's
right,
a Swiss,
horse?
Swiss
what
Army
did,
knife.
What did Tomlin say?
Swiss
Joe's
Army
a hero?
Knife. Swiss Army knife. Could do play a multiple position.
He can play anywhere, General Haig. I wouldn't feel great about that. I can tell you that right now. But what we're soliciting now is your vision of the game. What do you think is going to happen here? Honestly, if you take a moment and really try to picture it, what do you think is going to happen? I had a clear vision come to me last night. I'm going to tell you what that is next. We have two pretty prominent media people picking the Steelers, Ron. And I'm going to tell you who those people are next. One national, one local have picked the Steelers to win, not cover, to win this game.
Joe's a pro.
Joe's a pro. So are these guys, two of the most well-known media people in the NFL have picked the Steelers to win. So let's talk about that next. Let's get you on board here with your vision of what's going to happen, what is actually going to unfold in a game that most people, these two guys notwithstanding, most people think the Chiefs are going to win.
Line is still 12.5, still the biggest in wild card history.
Yeah, and probably win pretty handily. And cover that. That's what most people think. How about you? 412-928-9370. Off the top, brought to you by JP Roofing.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Siding. Ron, let me read for you two very prominent media people picking the Steelers. Would you like me to go local or national first? It's your choice, Ron.
Let's go the local.
Local. Angle. Mr. Jerry Dulac. His season record, he picks the game straight up.
Yeah, doesn't use the line. We're always on his butt for that.
Well, but he is 164-107 for a 60.5 winning percentage.
Without the line, though. He just tries to pick the winners. I have no respect for that. You and me pick the line. Right?
That's right.
That's a little more challenging.
It is.
But go ahead.
But picking,
I digress.
Picking 60% of the winners is not bad.
Okay.
I don't think. This is the most lopsided of the wild card matchups because of what happened 3 weeks ago in Kansas City. And based on what everyone has watched the past 8 weeks, it's hard to fathom the Steelers are even in the playoffs. But it's been a bizarre year with an even more bizarre final weekend. So why stop here? Dulac. Steelers 23-19, Ron.
Wow.
Thoughts? Opinions? Comments? Impressions?
I don't know. I mean, I wanted to pick them too, and I couldn't. I sent in my score prediction for the Post-Gazette Sunday, and I can't pick them. I can't go against Mahomes. I'm hoping Jerry's right. I would love to have them around for another week.
What do you think of him picking only 19 points? If the Chiefs only score 19, the Steelers are winning.
They got a hell of a shot if that's the case.
That one's hard for me to picture, man. I have to say that scenario. But if the Steelers do win, it's probably the scenario in which they would win. They've had a couple of really, really grade-A defensive performances this year.
Buffalo, going back to the opener.
Buffalo and Cleveland. In Cleveland, where they out-physicaled the team defensively and really pounded them. They did that in
both
those instances.
They're going to have to get some turnovers. There's no doubt. Mahomes is going to have to give them the ball. Or somebody's going to have to fumble, one of the running backs. Or, you know, maybe a big special teams play.
Yes.
Something like that's got to happen. I mean, I'll take my chances with Boswell. I mean, if he has to kick six field goals like he did a couple years ago, I'll live with that. But I just have a hard time imagining the Chiefs only scoring 19
Me
points.
Too. All right, but that's a respected opinion there.
And I know are you going the national guy that I read yesterday, correct?
Yes, but I'm throwing in his record. It's Mike Florio. Mike Florio,
who call picked, he had.
He picked straight up again, not against the spread, and his record was 177-94-1. That's a pretty good record,
right.
Ron. 177-94-1. And you did read it yesterday.
I like his description of this. Go ahead.
This one is setting up to be another memorable night for the Steelers and a forgettable one for the Chiefs. All reason and common sense suggest a Kansas City win. He put suggests there, Ron. He didn't need the S. because he had two things together before that. But with Mike Tomlin coaching and Ben Roethlisberger entering his final postseason run and the Steelers embracing a natural and authentic nothing-to-lose vibe, they can do the unthinkable if they can deliver an early uppercut to a flat-footed favorite with players who, no matter what they hear from the coaching staff, will approach this one like the easy win that it should be. It won't be. Steelers 27, Chiefs 24. That was downright poetic, Ron.
I love the uppercut against a flat-footed opponent. I think that's very well put.
It's interesting to me that two guys who I don't think just put stuff out there to get attention or want to be, you know, the old Beano Cook theory is I'll pick the upset and nobody remember if I lose.
But that was Beano's
whole
theory.
They'll sure remember if I win.
That was Beano's whole theory, yes.
I respect both of their opinions.
Of course, I do too.
Here's my vision for the game. Tell me what you think. I think it's going to be an unbelievably dramatic Sunday night battle. I think Juju's going to play. He's going to give them an emotional lift. He's going to make a play, at least one in the game, and it's going to be a memorable game, unfortunately. And I'm just relaying the vision I had, so don't even hold me accountable. It's not me. It's the vision that was presented to me.
Don't blame the messengers, what you're saying?
No, the football gods, the muses came to me with this vision. Something horrific is going to happen at the end of the game, Ron. It's going to be
horrific against the Steelers.
Yes, a memorable mistake by somebody. Maybe Tomlin suddenly living after playing the whole game, you know what's to the wall. He'll suddenly live in his fears and give Mahomes the ball back. We know what happens then, don't you, horse, with your Broncos? We were talking before the show. You guys have had Mahomes down a bunch of times, and if you give him the ball last, you're going to lose, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, they've had him down and out, and somehow he finds a way to win.
I don't know what it's going to be, Ron. It's going to be a blocked kick. It's going to be a horrible fumble. I hate to say it, but again, I'm thinking Fitz Toussaint. The game I'm thinking of, by the way, a lot of people have different games, you know, matchups that this reminds them of. It reminds me of them going into Denver without Le'Veon, without Antonio, against a great Broncos defense and against Peyton Manning, who was
very,
very bad at that time.
Yes.
But nevertheless,
still Peyton Manning
staying in the game.
Threw one big pass at the end.
He did. But they got some things done offensively in that game, which was unbelievable. And then there
was the fumble that was the key.
Yes. It was the Toussaint fumble and the Manning pass on 3rd and 12 that did them in. I hate to relay this news. But again, it's basically secondhand, Ron. This is the vision
that I'm articulating.
Are
you a believer in the messages that you get sent?
Somebody sent me a message for the Jacksonville game, Ron.
So that's what I'm saying. Are you a believer? So you're going to predict they'll lose then today.
27-26.
A heartbreaker.
Yeah.
That's a heartbreaker.
Well, yes.
That's a real heartbreaker. What's the kicker's name? Baker, Bocker, whatever his name is. Maybe he'll make a 58-yarder at the buzzer.
Yeah, something weird. A penalty.
There you go.
Maybe football karma. That questionable hold, Eric Fisher on James Harrison, that kept that game from probably going to overtime.
Right.
The playoff game in Kansas City. That could be it. Ah, I'm seeing it now,
Dwayne
Ron.
Washington
it is. It's a penalty.
Dwayne Washington in Tennessee.
Yeah,
roughing
well,
the kicker.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy did an acting job worthy of an Oscar.
A taunting penalty? Did you know, Ron? I'll give you a little tease, a little treat here. Sean Smith, it's his crew in this game. Do you know what Sean Smith did a couple of weeks ago, Horse, and his crew did? Buffalo Bills against the New England Patriots in New England. They called taunting on Patriots guard David Andrews in that game, Ron. It was a momentum-killing play for the Patriots. Something weird, something strange, something horrible is going to happen to the Steelers at the end of this game. I hate to say it. I hate to relay it.
Yeah, I think.
I don't think it's going to be taunting. I agree with what Chris Hoke said yesterday. The league is going to tell these guys it's got to be really flagrant.
Yes.
For you to call.
You're probably right. Yeah.
For you to call. I mean, I'm not saying it won't be called, but if there's something really bad, they got to call it. And I think the teams are going to be on their P's and Q's.
We'll see. It's a very emotional sport.
I think your vision's
That's
partially
what Tomlin
correct.
Said by high energy men who were very emotional. I think that was
what
his
horse?
Exact quote.
Yes,
I think your
was.
Vision is partially correct.
What's
I think
your
if
vision?
It's an ugly game or a game where something like that would decide it, I think it's going to go in the Steelers' favor.
Ron? Well, I appreciate that, horse, sort of. Ron, what do you think? What's your vision? You want to concoct a vision, or is that still coming to you?
No, I see Mahomes being too unstoppable. That's all.
So a comfortable victory for the Chiefs?
I think it could be within a touchdown or 10 points. I like the Steelers to cover, but I don't like them to win. I think you predicted, what, 27-26?
Yes.
I just sent my PG score in 30-23, Chiefs.
Interesting. Well, that sounds like a pretty good game.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good game. I think it'll be competitive. Now, I don't know if it's going to be 30-13 and then the Steelers score a touchdown late. That could be, too.
Yeah.
I just don't know if Mahomes – to me, he is the closest thing to Brady that I've seen. He's Brady-like to me. Magical on the football
field. Can't,
but he can turn it over. As you pointed out, he has turned it over. They're going to have to catch those interceptions that are in their hands or force that fumble. Or maybe TJ, if he hits them this time and the ball goes in the air, you know, one of the Steelers get it instead of one of the Chiefs.
I love the TJ-Andrew Wiley matchup. I can tell you that. If I'm not mistaken, I think Wiley is the holdover from that Super Bowl line. I love that matchup with a healthy TJ. And yes, when the ball pops in the air on an Alex Highsmith sack.
You got to get it.
And not the Chiefs guard, which happened on the first or second series in game one. Make a drop to pick. You're going to get limited opportunities with Mahomes. It seems to me too, Ron, that the Chiefs, I'm wondering if they're going to be Patriot-like or something a little less than that, like pretty much every other franchise in history practically, where the Patriots just kept going to AFC title games and Super Bowls for, 15 years practically?
Basically.
And what they would do is when they were supposed to win a home playoff game, especially against a very inferior opponent by point spread.
They always did.
Almost always hammered
right.
them.
Baltimore,
almost always.
Baltimore beat them once or twice up there, right?
Yeah, but I don't know if those were 10-point spreads.
No, I don't either.
So are the Chiefs that? Is anybody that? Or can the Chiefs have a letdown in any type of way? I wonder about them. I wonder what they're going to be moving forward because there were some rougher patches this season than at any point in Mahomes' career. And I just think at the end of this game, something's going to happen. And it's not going to be good. I hope I'm wrong, Ron. I hope I'm wrong.
Again, I ask you, you obviously believe in your premonitions.
I do. And I've been thinking long and hard about this one this week.
What's your vision for how many inches of snow we're going to get?
Yeah, that's what is your vision.
For Monday?
My,
or Sunday?
My only thoughts, I don't care about the damn game. I just care about me getting home on Monday.
If I were you, I would care about the spread, too. And from what I remember in Kansas City, it was unbelievable, Ron. Remember it?
Yeah.
Anything you could hope for. Barbecued ribs,
they have a lot
sweet
of
potatoes, desserts all over the place.
They have a lot of barbecue in KC.
That's what I'd be worried about.
No,
if
I'm
I were
worried
you.
About getting home.
Yeah. You'll be fine, Ron. Are you doing the show Monday from Kansas City no matter what?
I sure am, yeah.
Well, I want to hear people's visions of this game. 412-928-9370.
Your play sheet.
You've heard Ron's. You've heard mine. You've heard Dulac's. You've heard Florio's. What do you think of their reasoning, Ron? Dulac's rationale is basically, what's one more insane thing to happen? And Florio's is basically, hey,
Kansas City's going to sleepwalk into this game.
Pretty
much.
They're going
to take a punch in the face, and they're not going to be able to recover.
Yeah. Do you buy either one of those scenarios as plausible? You obviously don't buy it because you're picking the Chiefs.
Yeah. No, I buy them both as plausible. It is a crazy year, and usually I go, whenever anything seems like a sure thing, I go the other way, which people were thinking that line is so big. I was thinking that the Chiefs might win by two touchdowns because everybody thinks they're going to cover.
Right.
So I'm going against my own philosophy. I mean, Dulac saying it's crazy, anything can happen. Okay, and I definitely think Florio's on to something. I think it's human nature after you just, what was Tomlin's word, smashed us definitively in the first game. Not that they're going to take them lightly, but it's just human nature to think, we're going to win this game and then get ready for the next one.
I just thought of the other game, Ron, that comes to mind, sadly. Not just the Denver game with the Tucson fumble where the Steelers were downright heroic for most of the game, the Super Bowl against the Cowboys. Even more so because you had the emotional lift of Rod Woodson after a season-long injury making a cameo in that game and actually making a play. Wasn't it him and Dion? And Woodson made a play? I think it's going to be like that. I think the Steelers, I just can't picture them tiptoeing in there and getting blown out from the start. I mean, look, I've been very critical of the Steelers at times this season. Everybody has. But in the end, the respect I have for Tomlin, for Ben, for the organization, they're getting mocked and jeered and expected to lose and get blown out and embarrassed and humiliated. I'm not seeing it, man. Not if they're healthy. Not if they're healthy. If TJ Watt walks in there and stays healthy and Cam Hayward and Fitzpatrick and Hayden and Ben and Najee and Deontay, these are proud guys, I think, Ron, and talented guys, and I think it's going to be a battle. I do.
No, I do. I think it's going to be a close game, too. I do. I don't think they're going to get blown up, but you asked me yesterday if they win the toss. I want the ball. I want to try to
That's
go up.
That's interesting.
I want to go up 7-0. I don't want to give them the ball and have him go right down the field like he did the first game, and it's 7-0 before you blink.
Exactly.
And then I think it could turn into a blowout.
And Juju makes the Rod Woodson cameo. Sadly, somebody has to be Neil O'Donnell at the end or whoever made that mistake, right?
Right.
I hate that I'm picturing that, Ron, but I can't help it.
I'm picturing 35 inches of snow and I'm stuck in Kansas City.
You know what, Ron? If I was stuck in Kansas City on a Monday and I knew it was happening, I would rejoice. I'd go back to my hotel. I'd have barbecue delivered or try to take an Uber, depending on the weather, to some of the greatest barbecue joints in the world. I'd flick on the Monday night playoff game and just enjoy myself. The company's paying. You're coming home on their dime no matter what.
I'm not worried about snow in Kansas City, although they're supposed to get some Saturday. I'm worried about the snow that's going to hit Pittsburgh, me getting home to Pittsburgh.
Well, if they don't think they can get you there, you won't take off.
Right.
Yeah, even
then
better.
Then it's you make it sound so easy, but you got to check out of your hotel at a certain point. Then you got to try to get the room back if you can.
Nah, nobody's staying in Kansas City on a Monday night. Ron, enjoy yourself. Order yourself a case of beer, barbecued ribs, and watch the game that night.
Arizona and...
have the time of your life.
Arizona and the Rams on Monday.
Yes.
Night. And then I'd have to get up and do the show with you again on Tuesday from there.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
And then take a nice leisurely flight. In fact, you know what? You should change your flight to Tuesday right now. No, I'm dead serious. Then you eliminate the worry.
Then I eliminate the worry.
You've got a night to yourself in Kansas City. Who knows what could happen? Put up the picture of you in the Bills jersey. Who knows? You might have a date in Kansas City, Ron.
Maybe.
You could?
Maybe. You never know.
Coming up, Ray Fittipaldo, top of the hour. But I'm going to tell you more about this officiating crew next. Sean Smith's officiating crew. They called that big taunting penalty on David Andrews of the Patriots. I'm going to tell you what other tendencies they have. I think you might like some of them going into this game. Ron, I just sent my pick into the post.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gazette, I've also been alerted that Paul Zeiss is also picking the Steelers to win the game.
Didn't you say the other day that scares the hell out of you if you're thinking along the same lines as Zeiss?
That might be why I changed back, to be honest with you.
It's liable to, you said you would have huge doubts picking the same thing Zeiss does.
I know. It might have turned it. I was debating all week. You sent yours in as Chiefs 30, Steelers 23 on the statement that Mahomes just isn't going to lose at home.
He's Brady'd for me.
Mine, I'm sending in as we speak. Chiefs 27, Steelers 26. Do not hold me accountable. I saw this in a dream. I am merely relaying the information. Like the 2015 playoff game at Denver and the Neil O'Donnell Super Bowl against the Cowboys, the Steelers will play a dramatic, physical, Even heroic game, only to lose on a hideous event at the end. I am truly sorry.
Now, you're sending that into the Post-Gazette?
Yes.
I think we're only supposed to send one or two short, quick little lines. It sounds like you wrote a novel in sending that in.
Well,
they that a little bit.
No. Every week I send in the shortest thing. You know what I sent in last week?
What's that?
Steelers 19, Ravens 16. Watt gets the record. Ben gets the
W. I did see that.
Jags beat Colts.
But it's not like you can build up space from previous weeks and all of a sudden. They have a little tight window.
They'll
for
make
it.
The space, Ron. They will. I'm not proud of it. I can tell you that. Let's go to Tyrone. What's up?
Hey, first time caller, long time listener.
Thanks, man.
I just feel that Juju would make a big difference. And a lot of people realize we might be playing Juju if he decided to go to Kansas City because he didn't have that option.
That's very true.
That is. It could be facing him and Melvin Ingram
That's
game.
Combating the Melvin Ingram story is bringing back Juju. Tyrone, do you think he would make a bigger difference? I want to ask Ron this too. A bigger difference emotionally or by actually doing something on the field?
I tell you what, when I've been seeing him before he got hurt. Him and Harris was the only ones could either make somebody miss or run somebody over to get a first down. And when he got hurt, it really took a lot out of our offense.
Appreciate the call, man.
No doubt about that, Tyrone. You're right on. It did take a lot out of the offense.
What do you think,
Juju? I think more psychologically.
Yeah.
I do. Ben, you know, apparently has talked about that, just saying the energy he brings on the sideline and in the huddle is incalculable. I just don't know if he's physically able at this point to make those kind of contributions on the field.
I promised you this officiating information. I'm going to give it to you, but right after we talk to Jim. What's up, Jim?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking the call. Enjoy listening to you every day.
Thank you.
Yeah, I see this going as a mistake that the Steelers have already made in letting Melvin Ingram go. I think he's going to come back to bite him this week, and that's a mistake they shouldn't have made earlier in the season.
Yeah, he already had a big tackle against him on that 4th-and-1 play on the pitch to Najee. You may be right. He had a big play against last week against Denver,
the biggest play. Appreciate the call, man.
You were talking about your vision that you had, Joe.
Yeah,
I think the vision is Melvin Ingram's going to do a strip sack, and that's going to cost him the game.
That would be horrific.
Can you imagine if he was involved in this vision I'm having, Ron?
That would be horrific.
Wait, what was the play that Ingram actually made? Like I've heard and read, and what did he do against the Broncos?
Strip the ball out of Denver was getting ready to go in for a touchdown to take a 2-possession lead.
Yeah.
And he at the 10-yard line, stripped the ball, and they returned it for a touchdown.
That's a big play.
Phew, I'll say.
Game-changing play.
You know what? The one thing about Mahomes, I told Ron this yesterday, I noticed it, 7 fumbles in his playoff career, 5 lost fumbles in, I think, 9 games. So he fumbled in the Steeler game, you may remember. So your hands on the ball.
You got to hold on and get the ball.
At least once, I think.
I think you need to get at least 2 or 3 turnovers to have a real chance.
So Sean Smith is the referee. It's his crew for this game, Ron. He became notable a couple weeks ago when he said, hey, what did he say? Remember that, Horst? Do you have it? Hey, that's what he said. He said that, and it went viral because it was the way Kawhi Leonard introduced himself to Clippers fans a couple years ago. Look it up, Horst. Just put, hey, Sean Smith, and you'll have it within seconds.
Was this like a coin toss or something?
No, it was during the game when he was going to call a penalty, and it got picked up on the mic. So all of a sudden, this guy who was completely unknown before this became
viral.
Viral for a minute.
Sort of like me when I put on the Bills jersey the other day. I went viral, right?
Over 20,000 views, Ron?
I was viral. I'm famous.
20,000
views. And as you pointed out,
I've
become something of a sex symbol.
Something of a sex symbol.
Something of
the biggest, I won't say 60 plus because I don't know that for a fact, sex symbol in the history of American culture with Sean Connery.
Uh-huh.
Is that his name?
Some people have said I look like Sean Connery.
Sean Connery, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's what's interesting about Sean Smith's crew. This. There it was, yes. Let's hear that again. Was there 3 of them?
Hey.
That was it, right before he called a penalty.
Was he like trying to get people's attention?
I don't know. I don't know why
he did it. I'm interested in the background to that.
But the crowd yelled back, hey, they did the same thing back to him.
Hey.
It was fantastic. Do you hear the crowd?
Then he says pass interference. He calls the penalty.
Interesting you should say that, Ron. This crew seemed to call, well, they did call. I have the numbers here. They break these things down now. They call a lot of holding, offensive holding, and a lot of pass interference. Now, overall, they don't call a ton of penalties, and I'm encouraged by that.
Just those two in particular.
Those two in particular. They don't call a ton, but here's the most interesting thing to me. This crew called 96 penalties on home teams and only 82 on road teams. You like that, Ron?
Say it again.
They called 96 penalties on home teams this year and only 82 on road teams. So they were heavily slanted toward the road team. That's valuable information.
You're looking to any advantage you can find, aren't you?
Yes. So the home team was only at 43.8% of the penalties. Now, the other thing is, the last 2 years, they leaned toward the home teams. Bottom line is, this guy has not been involved in a controversy, really. His crew seems to be respected. He seems to be respected. But you got to watch holding and interference. Could it be interference?
Hey.
Could it be interference that decides the game here?
And you're the one with a premonition.
You know that if the Chiefs get down, that they're going to just chuck a few of those up there to Tyreek Hill or
Kelsey.
Or anybody. Yeah, they have a couple of other speedsters
Yes, they do.
That's going to be gigantic. How tough can they play? Kelsey is going to be a big part of this game.
I think Terrell Edmonds can be a real key again.
He could.
I thought he played well against Anders, although Hokie disputed that the other day. Said that that Andrews was running free down the field and Huntley just missed him.
Yeah.
Mahomes isn't going to miss his guy.
No, not often.
Not often.
But they also clearly made some plays. I mean, Terrell Edmonds made a couple of plays.
Yes, he did.
And if you put Mahomes under pressure, he'll be like anybody else. It'll be a little bit inaccurate.
Yeah,
you know?
We saw him in the Super Bowl under pressure. Man, if they can get after him like that, I'll take my chances.
Yes. I don't think I've ever seen that in any game.
I've never seen that either.
Let alone the Super Bowl.
He would take the snap in the shotgun and immediately turn
ridiculous.
And run back.
Oh, it was,
immediately turn and run backwards.
It was incredible. I do, however, think the Steelers can mount a pass rush, and I think they will in this game. There seems to be this idea that they can line up. Like, a lot of people believe that the best path toward winning is to throw Derek Watt in the game, line up, and just pound the Chiefs into oblivion.
They haven't done that all year. That's not them.
That's A.
And plus, Najee's hurt.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
At least somewhat limited.
Well, he better not be. He better be capable of 30 if they need him for that.
But they just can't run the ball. They're not a power football team with that line. They're just not.
Right. And I don't think you suddenly transform yourself. But to me, even more importantly, if you don't get the ball down the field early, then you have 8, 9, 10 guys either in the box or on the very edge of the box in press coverage with the Chiefs. They're aggressive. You're going to have tons of guys right after the line of scrimmage, stationed right after the line of scrimmage with no threat of play action, no threat of anything down the middle of the field. Come on, you're not going to run on that ever.
No, you're not.
But if you loosen them up a little bit with some early throws, especially down the middle, then all of a sudden you could run some play action. You could do things like that and actually run the ball. I think this is a classic case of you better pass to set up the run. And if this game opens with these little sideways passes and little dump-offs to Ray and things like that, it's going to drive people nuts, and they're going to lose. And they will get blown out, I think.
Yeah. They got to play it differently than they did the first time.
It'd be great. Listen, if they can loosen them up and make them respect Claypool, Johnson, Freiermuth, whoever
and
else
maybe
down
Juju.
The field. And maybe Juju. And maybe James Washington. Just maybe, Ron. Then all of a sudden, well, that's a classic Steelers recipe for victory, right? We've seen that before. You loosen them up a little with the pass, and then as the game goes on, you can pound them with the run. Yeah, then we can talk about that. Ray Fittipaldo is going to talk about all of this next. He's on his way to Kansas City tomorrow. You're telling me there's a snowstorm in Kansas City tomorrow?
Yeah, now they're talking midnight to 6 p.m. tomorrow, snowstorm, 40-mile-an-hour winds. I can see our little plane going into Kansas City, bouncing around. You'd hold my hand. You'd grab my arm if you were sitting next to me. You've done that before.
I have. I'll hold anybody's hand. I'm really glad that I'm not going.
Joe's a pro.
And then of course, the monster snowstorm that's supposed to hit here on Monday. I'll be
bookends,
stuck forever.
Yeah, bookend snowstorms.
I'll tell you.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.